I'm back on air, and this time around, I'm not also alone in the studio. I'm with David Tshombe. A very good morning to you. Just to provide a snapshot of what we are expecting from yourself this morning, because we are running out of time.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning to you. Good morning to our listeners. Today we are going to speak about value addition. We are going to speak about value addition. We are going to look at some of the business persons in Namibia who add values to products or who come up with finished products. Yesterday I got an opportunity to go to Country Club, where there was Namibia, China Namibia investment, investment trade fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you have various business people. And I happened to meet with some. For those of you who follow us on social media, you will be able also to see that we don't only sell raw materials, although many of the things that we are selling outside is raw materials, but we have also those business people who I really think need to be a good examples to others, and also to be at the forefront of value addition and also coming up with finished products,
yeah,
packaged and sold locally and also internationally. Mm-hmm. So that's why in this morning, yeah, you'll be able to listen to my conversation with Mr. Parastus Nepolo, who is into manufacturing, who come up with finished products, especially when it's coming to products of coming up with, air conditioning materials, and also areas of various products, actually. So he came up with, first aid kits. You don't need to add anything. It's a finished product like what you are buying, and also sustainable, and also some of these materials, they are becoming competitive and a good disruption to monopoly businesses, which have been only known by, few people. But it's good to listen from the horse mouth,
the horse,
and, yeah, and be able also to interact on that ground.
Mm. It's a very, very, very promising discussion.
Yeah.
But because of time, I have to leave it there, and then looking forward to hear the conversation regarding value chain. So for myself, Mathias Sangala, you and I will only meet on Monday morning, and until then, bye-bye for now.
Join us every weekday for the twilight between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. where we discuss various ways on how we can develop our country. The twilight before the sun comes out.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Good morning to our dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Tshombe. And I think it's the right time to thank Matias Angala. It's the right time to thank Matias Angala for giving us the mic this morning, as it has always been the case. This is Early Morning Scoop. This is Early Morning Scoop. This is your morning economic conversational program that we are here from 6 until 8 a.m. This is a platform that we discuss business, we discuss economics, we discuss issues of trade, we discuss issues of governance, and indeed, we discuss issues of entrepreneurship, value addition, and everything that is related to bread and butter issues, everything that is related to bread and butter issue. And yeah, we are greeting you from your number one talk radio station in Namibia, Eagle FM, and wherever you are finding yourself, we are always making sure that you know, we keep you updated, we keep you informed, and we keep you engaged, especially when it's coming to affairs of development, when it's coming to affairs of governance, and what is around, or what is happening around our country, and what can we do in order to make sure that when history is going to be written, when we are no more, when history is going to be written after 100 years, what did you do to your country? What is the contribution that you have done to your country? Were you one of the complainers? Were you one of the participants in national development? Or you were just looking? Because at the end of the day, the question have to be asked to say, what have you done? What did you do? And also, what value did you end to national development? Because we are standing on grounds or on foundations that were built by people who are no more here. And it's also expected as a responsible citizen to make sure that you also do the same as is needed. So that's why we are always coming up with these conversations, and we are always coming up with this conversation to say the conversation, particularly in Namibia, must be elevated beyond mere conversations, beyond mere conversation to say who is the best footballer between Messi and Ronaldo. The debate must be elevated to see, the debate must be elevated beyond which one is a fast car, is a Lamborghini or is a Porsche. It must be elevated to the ground of development. It must be elevated to mere entertainment to issues that we really need, and also to issue that we cannot move forward without understanding them, or we cannot move forward well without clarify them. So that is why we are always indicating to you that at Early Morning Scoop, we are coming up with critical conversation. We are coming up with thought-provoking conversation that enable you to think, innovate, and also to learn and learn, and also educate others. So let's look at let's pay the bills, then we can come back shortly.
Super bargains await you at USAVE, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only 139.99 Namibian dollars for selected Lovis premium disposable nappies, 36.99 for 1 kilo Mama's High Foam hand washing powder, 750 milliliter Sunlight dishwashing liquid for only 32.99 Namibian dollars, and palm olive shampoo and conditioner for 34.99 Namibian dollars each. USAVE, I save, we all save at USAVE.
Yes, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. As I indicated, the debate and conversation must be elevated beyond who is the best footballer. Is it Messi or Ronaldo? Let us come down and also see what is happening in our country. What are some of the Duromenta agendas on the table? What are some of the things that we are doing well? And also, what are some of the things that we are still failing to do? What are some of those things that we have been speaking about, especially on the developmental front? We have been speaking about extensively, but we did less to nothing. So we need to look at that, and also we need to reevaluate our strategies, because we have been planning for quite a long time, but when it's coming to actions, actions are minimum, actions are not coordinated, and also there's a little bit of incoherence in terms of institutions of development, in terms of standing legal frameworks, either is governance, either is economic policies, either is cooperations between institutions, financial institutions, businesses. There's a little bit of contradictions. Somebody is deregistering, somebody is registering, somebody want to include everybody even when they are not registered to the mainstream financial inclusion. It's just quite a bit of things that we really need to work on, and we really need to clarify. And the very important aspects of growing human development, a human development on the ground, that a person has an ability or is able to have access to the basic needs, and also a person is also very happy and secured about the future. That's why in the one of the characteristics or one of the qualities of human development is happiness. And you cannot just be happy when you hear a good news, but being happy that you are healthy, or you have access to quality medical care, you have access to quality education, you have shelter, clean water, and your kids have secured life, and the guaranteed that the future is going to be bright. That's why we are always making sure that in our definition of development, we include economics, infrastructure, and most importantly, human development. So before we go to what we have on the table today, it's always very important to make sure that you connect with us, Eagle FM Namibia. Like and share our page in our social media platform, that is Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And when you do that, you bought yourself a free luxury of accessing to quality content of economic development data, and also financial statistics, and you'll be able to be updated on what is happening in Namibia, in the region of SADC, at the continental level, and at the global arena. The global arena, what is happening, either is in the west, in the east, at the center, everywhere, we can be able to update you, especially issues that are related to bread and butter. So apart from that, you can also have access to our e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. Make sure that you have access to the Villager newspaper. Like and share the page of the Villager newspaper. And when you do that, you will be able to have access to what is happening on economics, on business, on trade, on governance, and also on infrastructure development. That is why we are always indicating to you that subscribe and like the page of the Villager newspaper. And because that is an e-paper, it's an economic e-paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And it will be able to be sent to you via WhatsApp every Monday morning, every Wednesday morning, and every Friday morning. Send your name to this number, 081-200-4144. 081-200-4144. And you just send your name, and you save that as one of your contacts, and you'll be able to receive the e-paper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we're always telling you to say, if you are a student, if you are a researcher, if you are a policy maker, if you are in governance, if you are an entrepreneur or a developmental enthusiast, make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources of referencing, is part of your sources of finding information. Because when you do that, like we are always saying, if you're in academia and they are saying, have access to quality content and up-to-date sources, when you read the Villager newspaper, you can be able also to understand that what report was referenced in writing that article. Is it the latest report? What agenda was referenced? What speech was referenced on that what statistical report was referenced on that. And from there, you'll be able to expand because, like I'm always saying, that should be your sources of information. And you're never wrong. You never go wrong in terms of where you want to get or how you want to capacitate yourself. Apart from that, you can also get connected with us by making sure that you download Eagle FM app. Download Eagle FM app, and you can only do that by go to Play Store, App Store, because there are always those who are asking questions to say, why the frequency is not reaching us, or the frequency is fluctuating. At one point we are connected, on the other point we are not connected. What we are saying is that we find a better and alternative way of making sure that you listen to the programs from the village, from Eagle FM. You listen to the program from Eagle FM. You'll be able to be connected with us on air. You'll be able to listen to the programs which are happening at that point in time, and also be able also to get access to the previous programs through a podcast. What you can do, go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, and download the Eagle FM app. Just type in Eagle FM Namibia, then you'll be able to get that app. And when you get that app, life is more easier. Whether you are in Namibia, you are in other countries, will be able to access its operational mechanism, its operational way. It's exactly like WhatsApp, and you will never go wrong with that. So, before we go to what we have on the table for today, Sorry is also very important to make sure that you download Imba app. You download Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book. It's a digital version of a hymn book. If you are at the place where you are required to sing from a hymn book, and you do not have it, or you do not have a hard copy hymn book, do not worry. Do not worry, because We got you in the context that when you download the Imba app, you can be able to have access to the digital version of a hymn book, whether it's in Ochiwambo, that is Ehangano, whether it's Ochierero, that is Omaimburiro, whether it's Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So make sure that you download the Imba app and you make your life more easier. You know, it's Namibia is at a very difficult, for example, we had a very difficult week. We need to give respect to our colleagues, especially those from the force. And at some point, you go there and you do not have a hymn book, make sure that you download the Imba app. It could be also when you attend events of happiness event also, such as weddings, graduation, send off parties, and you are required to sing and give respect from the hymn book, make sure that you download the Imba app, and you will never go wrong, you will never suffer, and it will make your life more easier. So, dear listeners, it's exactly 25 minutes past the hour of 6. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. This is the time that we discuss economic affairs. It's the time that we discuss economic affairs, because we are always indicating to you that do not miss out, because you cannot be at a conversation, or you cannot have a presentation, and you do not have any content about it, or people are talking about oil and gas, for example. When people are talking about green hydrogen, for example, you do not even know what color is that car, for example. You don't even know if it's an element, or it's a car, or it's a person. But at least have a content about what is happening around you. Have a content about what is happening around you. And you can be able also to be a participant. You don't need to understand deeply and everything to its core, but at least have a direction and know where you can get into, or how you can contribute to that. So stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 8.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response.
Yeah, we are progressing, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and looking at what is happening around the world, you know, one of the news which is coming out is the outbreak of Ebola in Southern Kasai in Congo, which reported about 28 suspected people with infections, and also 15 fatalities, which means that 15 people have died of Ebola. That is in DRC, Congo. And, we have been speaking about Congo recently because Congo is at the center of the world discussions. Especially when it's coming to what is happening around, that country. That is in terms of economy. Whether it's in terms of human development, whether it's in terms of governance issues, DRC Congo has been at the center of analysis, especially when it's coming to issues around development, and it's one of the richest countries in the world in terms of mineral resources, and also one of the poorest in terms of development, and. Let us look at this news to say, how did we get here? And what is the way forward?
Admitted to the hospital. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, a new Ebola outbreak has been confirmed in central Kasai province, where 15 people have died and 28 suspected cases have emerged, according to the country's health ministry on Thursday. The latest case involved a 34-year-old pregnant woman admitted to the hospital in August, who subsequently showed symptoms of the illness. This marks the country's 16th Ebola outbreak since the disease was first identified in 1976. Officials said the Zaire strain, which is rare but highly fatal, was identified. The World Health Organization said it was acting with determination to halt the spread of the virus and protect communities rapidly.
You heard it yourself. You heard it yourself. That is what is happening. That is what is happening, especially in DRC regarding Ebola. But you are asking yourself a lot of questions to say, why or is DRC which is in trouble? Why or is DRC which is in trouble? Why and for how long these things are going to continue? Because from war, political instability, governance issues, and all the things that we can talk about, divisions, prosecution of former presidents, and all these things. Why are these things happening? Maybe, can you say it's unlucky, unluckiness? But you cannot be unlucky for 60 years or 70 years. Why the richest country in the world is always suffering? Ask yourself those questions. And when you ask yourself those questions, you'll be able to understand what is the way forward. You also be able to understand why are we where we are. Again, in DRC, so it's indicated that there is a currency crisis, especially in Bukavu. Residents are struggling with damaged banknotes. And what you need to understand is that Bukavu, it's one of the controlled cities in eastern Congo, and people are struggling with damaged banknote, because in an economy where you have limited circulation of finance or limited circulation of money, you'll be able also to see that there is no access to, or there's no a chain between those commercial banks and also central banks. Then you also be able also to understand that in some areas, money keep on circulating for quite a very long time because of situation that they are finding themselves. Imagine money just circulating in the local market. And citizens are now complaining. And the economy is also shrinking because of the fights between the government of DRC and also the rebels. And citizens are complaining. Because money was supposed to be in circulation, and also at a situation where the money is worn out or is torn out, then it has to be taken away by the central bank so that they can bring another one. It has to be taken away so that the businesses should continue. But if you have always been using money as a form of, doing business, you can be able to see that money is nothing without quality attached to it. Money is nothing without quality attached to it. That's why a lot of people are trying to release it so that they can get what they want. But in a rebel control area, that is what is happening. And where there is no that direct or formal peace agreement or long-term or sustainable peace in DRC, especially between the M23 rebels and also the government of DRC. Let us look at this, and we see what is happening, especially to that of which is what's happening in DRC. So let us look at this news.
In Bukavu, Eastern Congo, tension is rising as residents struggle to cope with a shortage of usable banknotes following the takeover by the M23 rebel group in February. Ale Mukumiro, a fridge technician, expressed his frustration, saying shopkeepers refuses damaged money despite it being exchanged with local money changers for small amounts. I came to buy the tools that we'll use to repair filters and rods, but they refuse the money on the pretext that it is damaged. All my money has numbers, but they refuse it because it has been glued together, and especially these perforated bills that they have punched holes in and patched back together. They refuse all these bills, and yet I just exchange them with money changers on the road. Since the city banks were closed by authorities, many people have resorted to using old torn notes, causing confusion among buyers and sellers. We take this money in exchange for small amounts. These perforated bills for 20,000 Congolese francs, we give the owners 5,000 and 5,000 Congolese francs to 500. The M23 takeover in the region has destabilized the governance and control by the authorities while also disrupting business flow. David Yanga, an economics professor, argued that these damaged banknotes should be accepted as valid currency, given the lack of cash flow from the government. We are virtually cut off from the world as far as the part of the government that actually has the power to print money is actually concerned. While the M23's governor recently opened a bank for exchanging damaged notes for new ones, the overwhelming demand led to a suspension of operations, with the humanitarian crisis worsening and daily lives disrupted. Residents like Mukumira are left struggling to feed their families amidst the chaos.
Yeah, that is what's happening. That's what's happening, especially when you are in a situation, where you have division in the country, and somebody is controlling the means of production, somebody is controlling the flow of money, the printing of money, and you are only controlling the wealthy area in terms of minerals, and you'll be able to also understand that it's the citizens which are going to suffer. The citizens which are going to suffer because when money become less of value, the economy is disrupted because that was the only means of, exchange which has been there for quite some times now. And going back to barter trading, where there is no enough scale of exchange, or there are different commodities that with different values. You can also be able to say that when there is trouble, it's only the citizens which are suffering. It's only the citizens which are suffering, because even the economies themselves, they have confirmed that the taking over of M23. Of Bukavu, it's caused disruption now. It's caused disruption now because money is not flowing anymore. Money is not flowing anymore. It's a question. It's a question that you need to ask, and for you also to see what will happen. What will happen in a situation where money loses its value? What will happen to the business? What will happen to the market? And also to ordinary people. So, yeah, looking at the other news, it was indicated that the United States of America has approved $32.5 million in assistance to Nigeria to help address hunger. We'll be able also to see that indicating that, it's a race shift in U.S. foreign policy since President Donald Trump suspended most of aid through U.S., Agency for International Development. It also stated that this funding will provide food assistance and nutritional support to internal displaced people in conflict-affected areas. The U.S. mission to Nigeria said in a statement yesterday. It's also stated that insecurity and also funding cuts have put Northern Nigeria in grip, and also hunger crisis, which could leave 1.3 million people without food or force them or force the closure of 150 clinics in Borno State. Now, there is always something that we are failing to understand, or there's always something that we are failing to understand, to say, why is always when there is no assistance coming from outside, there is no assistance coming from outside, there is always a prediction of suffering. There is always a prediction of suffering, especially to the people of Africa, and without money from outside, there is always suffering, especially in the area of food security. Then the question that you're asking yourself is that, how do we keep our finance intact, and also how do we make sure that we build our economy as Africans to that extent that it withstand external pressure. Even for 2 months, that is already something. We stand pressure for 2 months. Look at countries who suffered sanctions. Russia, look at North Korea. Look at Cuba. Some of these countries, they suffered sanctions for quite some times. But us, just 2 days, we already start beating each other here to say there is no food. Let us go and beg, from the west or the east. Drought 6 months, we are already crying around the world. Why can't we stand on our own? Even if we are not standing on our own entirely, why can't we make sure that at least we have a backbone? Because now Trump cut off the aid, but people, they decided to say, no, please, can you kindly assist us? And because other than that, 1.3 million people will go without food, and also around 115 nutrition clinics will be able to close down if you don't assist us. And it's just a concern, because when you look at countries with the natural resources, and also countries with which have the majority of people who are suffering, you also find it is also in those countries that you find richest, super, super richest people. Super, super, super richest people. Then you end up asking yourself, what is really going on? What is really going on? And how did we get here? So yeah, that is it from international news. And today we are going to discuss, at the center of our discussion today, we are going to look at value addition. We are going to look at coming up with final products. We are going to look at manufacturing challenges, and also opportunities. And I was very happy yesterday, actually, to meet a business person who understand, who understand that disruption of the market is very important. Because those days we only used to think manufacturing is only for some people, and also a business person who decided to enter the market and challenge the monopoly, the monopolization of businesses. Because remember, there are still few businesses that you can find that are monopolized. It's only one person who is doing that, or two who are doing that in the country. And when that person is overwhelmed with work, when you go to him or her should determine the price, or it's either that person or nothing. But in the area of manufacturing, in the areas of value addition, in what we say we are going to do, there are always those who are already on their way. There are always those who are already started. There are those who already tested the water. And it's quite beautiful to see. And I respect somebody, and not a matter of being racist, but a black person who started business and employ people, professional people, engineers, people who went to school. And that is exactly what is needed to be supported. That's exactly that what is needed to be supported, because if you are a black person and you started a business and you employ people, that is quite a very important thing, because it has not been really the case. I'm not saying there is no black people who employed other, but I'm talking about an institution. Think about an institution like Eagle FM, for example. We talk about institution which you stand there and you make sure that others. It's not only for us to go to the traditional way of doing things, to say done with school, whether work for a government or whether work for a certain corporation or whether work for international institutions, but for us to develop our country. That is the area that we need to do. And mind you, just before we go to the conversation with our guest, mind you, it's also very interesting also when you look at what we've been speaking about. I want you to take the speech of the Minister of Trade during Tate Pamba's time, for example. Then you take the speech again of the Minister of Trade during Tate Hange's time. Then you take the speech again of the Minister of International Relations and Trade during this time. Then you compare the plan and compare also the communication and speeches of those leaders. You'll be able to understand. One of the things that was at the center is, let us stop exporting raw materials. Let us end values. Let us create a job within. Let us support local businesses. Let us give them capacity. Let us support the Namibians first. Let us, support Namibian brands. All those things have been at the center. But in terms of the practicality of things, yes, there are those who are starting. But the question is that, are we supporting them? Are we supporting them, or we hate the disruption? But yeah, without wasting time, we'll be in conversation with Mr. Paratus Neporo. He's the founder of Dutch Africa Manufacturing. And he's going to engage us on various aspects, especially regarding manufacturing. What are the challenges? What are the opportunities? And also, what is the future looking like? Because at the end of the day, it's about a futuristic approach to say, where are we going to be in the next 5 years? Where are we going to be in the next 10 years? Because we can't just think about the weekend. We can't just think about Friday or December. We need to go beyond that, because when you go beyond that, you realize to say there is a lot of things that we need to accomplish. That's why long-term thinking is something that should be encouraged, not only at the personal level, but at a business level, and also at a national level, at a government level, to say, where are we going to be? How are we going to get there? So, let us look at commercial break. Then from there, we'll look at our conversation. And from there, you can also be able to engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401, and contribute to the conversations. Yeah, because we are always indicating to you that your contribution to the conversation does not only bring about your point on the table, but your contribution to the conversation educate those who are listening, give them different perspective, and also allow them to have new ways of thinking and becoming also participants in local, regional, and international development. So that is why your capacity matters, because not only for your own good, but for others, as people, as African philosophy, and also African ways of thinking, to say we are who we are because of others. I'm who I am because of you. That's why it's very important to make sure that the knowledge that you have, you don't just be selfish and stay with them, but educate others, because that is how you complement development intellectually. And others will also be able also to apply those necessary skills. So let us look at commercial break. Then from there, we'll get into conversation with Mr. Nepolo Paratus.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, dear listeners of Eagle FM, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with business, and we are looking at aspects which are dealing with economic development, how to improve our lives. But what is very interesting today, went to Country Club, where there is Namibia and China. It's a kind of a trade fair where you have various business people, entrepreneurs, manufacturers, and also all those who are giving services in Namibia to come and network and also connect. But what interested me, I met Mr. Paratus Neporo. Paratus Neporo, we have been speaking with him for quite a long time, only via the phone, but he's one of the business person, and he's into manufacturing. He's the managing director of Dutch Africa, and he's going to engage us about what is the necessity of this China-Namibia trade fair, what are some of the areas of interest, and how is he looking at his business moving forward, and also the interest of looking at the manufacturer. Because, you know, we have been talking about a lot of things to say. You know, in Namibia, we don't have final products. We do not have final product. We only sell raw materials, which also put us down in some cases. But I got into contact with one of the manufacturers, one of the few. But let's get into it. Mr. Paratus Neporo, good much for taking time. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thank you, Eagle FM, for always engaging me.
Yeah.
To at least share the business, you know, information.
Yeah.
And also the especially now the China Namibia China trade fair.
Yeah.
That will just take a day.
Yeah.
It's actually, I don't know why they call it a trade fair, but
yeah.
Of course it's worth a while.
Yeah.
You call it a trade fair because
yeah.
People that are here,
yeah.
Businesses that are here are massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I found you very busy and a lot of people are at your tent. What is very interesting, why, what are some of the questions that you are asking before we go into the nitty details of the business that you are doing? How is the engagement around, how is the environment and the network before we go to the main part of the business?
Yeah, no. Yeah. As I said, I just realized that sometimes when we hear Namibia, China business platform, You think you're going to engage more on Chinese businesses. But just to realize that the Namibian partner that you were looking for many, many years
yeah.
are also here.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I actually met especially one of the businesses that they design
yeah.
industrial kitchens.
Uh-huh.
And they design right equipment, sizing the equipment and all that. But remember the extracting system and kitchen equipment,
yeah.
especially the kitchen canopies and extracting system, that's our baby.
Uh-huh.
So we met here.
Yeah.
It's an
so you met the future partners already?
Already.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Mr. Paratus, let us go to your business. You are into manufacturing. And when I look at a lot of businesses in Namibia, I do not want to put them down, but we have been talking a lot about this thing of Namibia. We only sell our raw materials at the lower price. Then we also buy the finished product. And when we want our product to be fixed again, we also go to another country to get those guys to come and fix with us. But looking at your business that you are doing, I've seen you are into manufacturing. I've seen various materials. And I've seen various products that you are doing yourself. Maybe just to a little bit on going to the background of Dutch Africa. And also, how did you come into this production of this, materials. So before we move forward.
Yes. The challenge in Namibia, as you said, we are good at talking. We are good at talking and, as we clearly know that Namibia, we learn a very good English.
Yeah.
Sometimes we speak things that we cannot deliver.
Yeah.
We also speak things that we know,
yeah.
but we cannot action.
Yeah.
So with me, I realize that especially on the manufacturing of HVAC equipment,
yeah.
ductings,
yeah.
Wheel belts, and others.
Yeah.
There was only one company for the past 75 years that you design
yeah.
manufacturing.
Yeah.
Then I saw a challenge because
yeah.
me as the owner of Millennium Refrigeration Electrical Services,
yeah.
we do install those equipments.
Yeah.
But now when I have to install those equipments,
yeah.
we are queuing
yeah.
only to one business.
Uh-huh.
And your product
oh. yeah.
can only be ready.
Yeah.
Your product can only be ready after like 4 weeks, but it's a simple piece of product that you have seen in my store. Because there's a queue,
yeah.
The guys cannot meet the demand.
Uh-huh.
I saw then an opportunity.
Then you jump into that opportunity.
Then during COVID,
yeah.
I saw a guy that started,
Yeah.
And he could not carry on.
Yeah.
Because of the business policy. Because yeah. these guys, they want to stay alone.
Oh, so there is also a bit of business politics around.
No. Look, especially it's not that I try to be racist, but
that's honest.
If you are a black person,
yeah.
in that space,
yeah.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
These guys have been alone 75 years, uh-huh. and they become a hospital. If there is a big project for the government uh-huh. and there's ducting manufacturing, uh-huh. they don't even tender.
So
the government must really go and knee down. Now at least
it depends if they have time or don't have time.
Yes, and they will determine now. They will just determine whether they want to chase you with a price because they are alone. Or they keep you with the price. If you want them to sleep in the factory,
yeah.
you need to pay 10 times as the price. But now,
yeah.
there is the government of option.
Yeah.
And even the small businesses, in yeah. refrigeration, air conditioning,
yeah.
when they need a piece,
yeah.
now with me, instead yeah. of them queuing for a week,
yeah.
I will just tell them, say, a cup for a cup of water.
Yeah.
So just wait for 20 minutes. Then yeah, they have their product.
No, I'm very interested in that. I'm very interested in that. And we have been saying this for many years to say we do not have diversification of business. We do not have business competition. That's why, you know, it's a fact of business. People started cooking prices or started just supplying what is there. But the fact that I don't want to say you are the future Dangote of Namibia, but you took a very right step. I also want to see how was your treatment when you invade this space, to say that, when you enter into this space, how was your first your few months in that space, and how were you welcomed, either by clients or also by those who were...
The competitors,
sorry to say that.
No, it's fair. The clients, you know, first is a trust.
People want
to have trust. They used to a brand.
Yeah.
They want to go and buy from that brand.
Yeah.
I have to go massive. I have to do marketing.
Yeah.
I have to go aggressive.
Yeah.
Plus, I also did not go to criticize the existing competitor.
Yeah.
I said, no. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
And I also had an account with them.
Because,
I mean, competition to me is just healthy.
Yeah.
But when, you know, they saw that things are difficult, they also lower their prices just to make sure that I go out of the market.
Yeah.
You know, they can even lower their prices below the market prices
because
the market value.
Yeah.
So that I must not be able to compete.
Yeah.
But I surpassed that because I'm now 3 years.
Okay.
So now we are really into a serious competition, but I'm calling now my government to make sure that the government project end up with the previous disadvantaged manufacturers, so that we grow. Because you know these guys, I'm sorry to say this, and they know.
Yeah.
If I say Groove Mall, all the HVAC equipments and the air conditioning that are there, I can tell you there was no a black person there.
It's monopoly.
No, they have their circle. You know, there's nothing.
I don't want to cut you. That is exactly what we do. It's unhealthy, and it's also limiting innovation. And the fact that you enter the space of innovation and manufacturing, I think that is the right direction. I want to look at the aspect of the materials that you are coming up with. Because I remember, not many months ago, I went to Daurex project, and these are the new green hydrogen project. Then I met a few managers of facilities, and I asked, where is this material coming from? Some of these things are just made of steels. And I asked the question to say, are we not having Namibians, for example, who can work into this space so that we can also supply you to work into this space? Are you not even working together with Vocational Training Center, for example? But the fact that you have a business in that space, I think that is also another direction that we should look at, to say, when people are talking about local content must be able to prioritize those indigenous people first. We can talk about oil and gas, we can talk about all the aspects of, say, who is supplying this when industries are being built. Now, in that aspect, how is
How is trade going? Are you only selling in Namibia, or you also have clients around who can also, get some of these products? Because I've seen you even have a first aid kit, also which are made of not plastics, which can last for long. But how is the business going so far?
No, look, you must try your market first.
Uh-huh.
I try to make sure that. I'm felt,
yeah,
in my own country first.
Oh, okay.
And once I know I completely have that market share of my own country,
yeah,
I can then go outside. Of course, the quotation requests like Zimbabweans,
yeah,
Botswanians and the Zambians, they are doing quotation requests.
Yeah,
we might also have a better deal.
Yeah.
With Zimbabweans.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if you see, Zimbabwe was already ahead of Namibia,
yeah,
in terms of manufacturing development.
Yeah,
but now they are. It's a reverse. Now they are asking, this is a specialization. As an HVAC manufacturing industry, it's a specialization.
Uh-huh.
So definitely, I can say, especially if I have the indigenous market protection.
Yeah.
Say at least if our government, make sure that when they market, they really give specs to that are tailor-made to support the manufacturer.
Yeah.
In Namibia.
Yeah.
Especially the previous disadvantaged manufacturers.
Yeah.
That will going to help the country to the capacity we have.
Yeah.
But we just need a sustainable market share.
Uh-huh.
In our different sectors.
Uh-huh. Yes. There is an aspect of youth unemployment. There's an aspect of youth unemployment in Namibia, especially where a combination, according to NSA. A combination of unemployment in Namibia, either youth and adults, we are above 50%. And also we are number one in SADC region, and we are not leading for a good reasons. And one of the arguments of the government, and it's part of NDP6 actually, is to say we cannot move forward, we cannot deal with these issues if we are number one, we are not adding values, or we are not building our own products. That is number one. And that space you have entered, I'm saying this to say, do not stop. I don't want to market for you, but I'm saying do not stop. But I want to come to the aspect of unemployment. What is your workforce? Have you employed somebody? Because these things are they look beautiful. They require technical skills. How is the market in terms of that?
No. The youth employment and also upskilling the youth.
Yeah.
Because I say upskilling because HVAC is not being studied in the classroom.
Uh-huh.
Not at NAST, not at university, not at vocational.
Uh-huh.
It's specialization.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of youth that I have in my factory that are doing manufacturing, that are doing value addition, especially boilers from vocational and NEMT.
Uh-huh.
And now the engineers are mechanical engineers, but they also never learned HVAC
in
classroom. They come and learn by doing. So, and it's only youth. If you could see at my stand, there's a young engineer there.
Yeah.
So I develop engineers myself. I support the government vision.
Yeah.
Unemployment, really, if you go to the factory, we massively have employed youth.
Yeah.
Hence, this youth need more work. When we get more clients, then we will be able to employ more youth.
I hear you.
Yeah. So definitely we rely in our general public, private sector, corporate, to buy with us, to come and buy HVAC equipment or ducting with us.
Yeah. If you are a black business person and you can employ an engineer, I think it means a lot now. Now there is an aspect of African Continental Free Trade Area. And when I came to your stand and I read your company, Touch Africa, and I see the logo, I thought you were part of African Continental Free Trade Area. But what is interesting is that there is a look to open up the market of Africa, to open up the market of Africa. And in opening up that market is also to reduce tariffs or no tariffs. If you have to sell to Botswana, for example, you just sell in your own currency for that matter. Looking at the future, where are we seeing Africa in the context of African Continental Free Trade Area? And also looking at the fact that you get the support that you really need. Where are we looking at 10 years ahead?
You know, Dark Africa, that's what the name is Dark Africa. We want to roll this concept across SADC first.
Yeah.
Because, if you have now the your first clients in Nigeria and it's massive, we might bypass SADC to Nigeria.
Yeah.
But first, we want to set fire and roll down the concept in SADC.
Uh-huh.
Because, this, as I said, this is a specialization.
Yeah.
It's a unique.
Yeah.
But we are now ready, and because we have a partner that can lay out a workshop of that nature. It's very easy to replicate this one in any country at any time because we know where we get the machinery.
Yeah.
We have the recipe, how to design, how to do workshop drawings, and how to manufacture. So definitely the recipe is the one that is difficult to get first, but we have already the recipe.
Yeah.
To roll it down or to replicate it to other country is very easy. So we invite more partnership and more sort of franchising.
Yes. Okay.
So that Namibia can also have
franchise.
Yeah.
It's actually a good thing. Now your message to those young business people and also those, there's always somebody who is there with a good idea but we are scared of jumping into that water, although they are saying you must go there with 1 foot first in Africa. But in terms of now, that somebody who has an idea, especially manufacturing, value addition, and where we want to take our country, because looking at Namibia, I was reading the speech of our second president, and I compare it with the speech of our founding father, the late Tate Nyoma, and I also look at the Greenkop era and also our current president. But there is one concept which is not coming or which is not going out, is to say, let us stop exporting raw materials, let us build. But that thing is not coming out. But your message to somebody who wants to enter the space, not only manufacturing, but the space of value addition, whether you are in farming, what is your message to them? Because some of them, we are scared.
Fear of the unknown.
It's
actually the dangerous. Then you are not entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur growth is risk-taking.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have to give up AGLFM to go and start your own business, that's risk-taking.
Yeah.
It requires somebody to be persevere, somebody to decide, I'm an economical soldier, I'm an entrepreneur, I have to go and innovate.
Yeah.
Value addition is very important. Yeah. I mean, it's been just like you said, we have plenty of tomatoes that are going into cold storage.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that can also be an opportunity to support cold chain, especially on the fresh producers.
Yeah.
And that's very critical. It's all those are opportunities that are there for you, but they need patience.
Yeah,
they need patience. You need to be intentional.
Yeah.
You need to be focused.
Yeah,
and you need also to learn from the best or from the existing businesses.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you have ideas and you have money and you have access to the youth fund.
Yeah,
the youth fund to me it was actually to be a venture between youth.
Yeah.
And the businesses that want to sell their shares to the youth.
I hear you.
That will also include now mentorship. Now, you give a youth a million, but they never even handle a 20,000. I think the second phase of youth funding must look at collaboration between existing business and the youth that want to be in business.
No, I hear you. And that aspect of Figure FM, I respect it. But you know what it is? I also work in a business of a black person, and I'm very proud about that because it's always good to support what is existing. Because we used to think employers are only people who are not of our color. But I think the fact that you come out, the fact that you are in that business, and it's only that because of time we could not expand more. You also have money to catch up on because business is time, and time is money.
Yes.
So. But Mr. Paradus Neporo, thank you very much for your time, and also thank you very much for always avoiding yourself.
Thank you very much, and definitely AGLFM continue to educate the public in terms of economy. Definitely, we really appreciate, and let's support AGLFM with advertisement or whatever we can.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes.
Yes, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with early morning scoop. That was Mr. Paratus Neporo. It was Mr. Paratus Neporo, the managing director of Dutch Africa, the manufacturer. And he stated that he has been in installation of refrigeration equipment. Then he started asking himself questions to say, where are the materials which I'm using? Where are they coming from? Why I cannot make them myself? And that is where the area of innovation come in, and also area of coming up with a finished product. And stated quite a lot of things, stated quite a lot of things, especially when it's coming to business, when it's coming to positive disruption of a monopolized business, which also give opportunities to customers, to get choices to who am I going to buy to who am I going to get the products, to who am I going to get the products from, and all those things. Because when you have only one person who is doing a business and there's no competition, that in itself, it suffocates customers. It suffocates customers, because if that price is the only price which is there, you either take it or leave it. That is why entering in a space where it's only few who have been there is quite a good thing, not only for you as a newcomer in the industry, but it's also for customers, because liberalization of trade, liberalization of the market is allow competition to be healthy, and also allow customers to have opportunities and also choices. You know, I used to think, you know, going to a place like Stop and Shop, for example, you have men and women who are selling almost the same things. Almost the same thing. And I ask myself, why these people don't give each other opportunities so other can breathe? Then I end up learning that it's always very important to have a competition, because that is how products are being improved. That is how products are being improved. That is how people become so creative. If you start engaging with these people, you maybe end up realizing that although they are selling the same products, although both of them are selling Kapana and fat cakes, although both of them are selling tomatoes and maize, actually there is a differentiation factor. That's why you find somebody finishing first in terms of selling her or his products, when somebody take time, because the way you treat customers, the customer service that you give them, your interaction with them, your neatness, and all those things, because there is always a differentiation factor. That's why in terms of liberalization of trade, in terms of invading the market that is only known for some, that is exactly what is needed, because it will not only give you an opportunity to become different, but it will give opportunity to clients also to get choices. And the other thing also what is very interesting is also that when you talk about everybody must start a business, ask yourself also this question. The reason of saying everybody must start a business is to create employment. And you need to understand this, that businesses also need employees. They cannot thrive on their own. So we must come up with that differentiation factor. But maybe what you can also do is entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship skills. Entrepreneurship skills, and also entrepreneurship knowledge, because when you have knowledge of entrepreneurship, you may be able also to assist where you can and move forward. So it's quite like I said, it's quite important when somebody have created employment, when somebody has even a trust of a university to come and say, no, can I bring my students to you so that they can learn one thing or two, or can I have this PhD holder, this master's holder, can you employ that person? And to me, seeing a black person at that line, I think it's a very important thing. you know, people look at best, they used to call, or they are still calling them best, the big three, firms, especially accounting firms, about PwC, Deloitte and others, KMG, and, few others. But when you look at God deep and do your research, who found these companies? When you go and understand who found these companies, because when you have a business and you want the best auditors, the first option they are, people are always going to those companies. Who found those companies? These are individuals. These are individuals who found these companies and, make sure that they become the best, in what they do. They become the best in what they do and, they enter that market. Because understand, you can also come up with an auditing firm that can withstand the test of time. That can withstand the test of time. And you become number one choice also at one point in time. So, dear listeners, you can still engage with us. You can still engage with us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Imagine only one company in Namibia doing, or coming up with, refrigeration, equipment. Only one company. Imagine the price. Imagine the price. It's them to determine. If they are busy, they are giving you this price. Imagine if a lot of people enter that space. How the competition going to help the business to move forward? How the competition also going to help the circulation of money? And also how the competition going to allow, innovation? Because at the center of that, there is always an aspect of innovation. There is always an aspect of innovation, and also creativity too. Because if you are the only one who has a taxi in Katutura, whether you did not clean that taxi, we always need to make sure that we are jumping into that taxi, because there is no option. But the moment taxis are becoming a lot, you can park there and I say, no, I don't want to enter this one. I'm going to another one. Because there are choices. That's why you see the improvement in terms of service delivery. In most cases, although ethic and organizational culture has something to do with it, in most cases, it's competition. Because when you see competition, you ask yourself, what is that I'm not doing right? Or what is that that is giving them an upper hand? That's why when you see there's a lot of choices in the market, then the business there is growing. Business there is growing. So, dear listeners, we have, it's 24 minutes past the hour of 7, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop. It's a Friday of the first week of September. It's a Friday, the first week of September. And, we are moving, toward, you know, the end of the year. As I indicated, there is only, not more than 3 months before we call it a year. Then we also look ahead. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, what is that we have been talking about? What is that, we did well? And, what is that, that we did not, do well? Especially when it's coming to innovation, especially when it's coming to value addition, especially when it's coming to job creation. One thing, that Mr. Nevora have indicated is that, no, you know, Namibians, we are very good. We are speaking a very good English. We speak a very good English, speak a very good, Queen's language. However, when it's coming to doing what we are saying, we don't actually do what we say. We don't actually do what we say. Have we done what we have said, we wouldn't be where we are. We wouldn't be where we are now. Because the communication of value addition, the communication of agriculture investment, the communication of... value addition, the communication of, you know... mineral beneficiation did not start yesterday. It has started a long time ago. But looking at the promise in the NDP 6, I think we have a game plan. prepare the game plan. However, the question is that who is understanding that game plan of NDP6? Who is understanding that game plan? And how are we going to move toward the realization of that game plan? Is it well simplified? Is it well understood? Or is official government document that very difficult to understand to an ordinary person, so that we can co-implement this beautiful national developmental plan toward 2030. So let's look at the commercial break, then we can move forward. And for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are here until the hour of 8.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Yes, dear listeners, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and the Villager newspaper is out. Make sure that you get time and opportunity to read through. As I indicated, you can access it in two ways. Number one is that send your name to this number 0812414144. Save that as your contact details, and you'll be able to be sent that newspaper every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. And the other thing that we need to look at, there is an ongoing, 2025 Alliance for Financial Inclusion. That is Global Policy Forum that is being hosted in Swakopmund, where you have various leaders in the financial sector, especially governors of central banks.
Anna, have you thought about what you're doing next year, my child?
I'm not so sure yet, mommy. I want something that will help me build my future.
Then why not apply to NUST? The Namibia University of Science and Technology's applications are now open.
Really? Do they offer IT and engineering?
Yes, and so much more. They have business, health, science, and media. NUST has exactly what you need.
I'm applying today. NUST, here I come.
Applications for 2026 are now open. Visit www.nust.na to apply. Namibia University of Science and Technology, reinventing the future.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business?
Yes, what you need to understand is that there is an ongoing alliance for Financial Inclusion at this Global Policy Forum, where you have different central banks chiefs, and you also have the ministers of finance, and also you have various senior leaders in the financial sector who are also attending that aspect. As you need to understand, is also that there is an aspect of financial inclusion which is going on, especially which is part of National Development Plan, and also part of the Ministry of Finance and the Bank of Namibia. And you also need to look at the established financial inclusion strategy, financial inclusion strategies. When you look at what Bank of Namibia came up with, especially when you look at the 2025-2035 financial sector transformation strategy, they look at how to transform the Namibian financial sector, and at the center of that, is financial inclusivity. And yeah, let's take the caller.
Hello.
Mr. David Sombe, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm well.
Yeah, so we must be very proud for those innovators. Very, very much proud, and I think they need our moral, political, and social support.
Yes.
Everything, yes. Actually, that we need to support them. They need to be supported, actually. The other thing is, now that you are mentioning about those banks, those big financial institutions. They have a proposal. I don't know how far it was, it went, or it is now. That, yes, those micro lender.
Yeah.
You remember yesterday people were talking about, it was Matthias program. The day before yesterday. They were talking about people who are in debt. The majority of the people who are, maybe that's what we call financial inclusion. Those people who are trapped into cash loan and things like that, and they have got, a huge amount of debt. Maybe there could be also a relief if the government or whoever puts their effort together, say, these particular people, because those people, the cash loan, micro lenders are somehow organized. Not so, but they are, they are known by officials and by all those financial institutions. And I think their percentage that they charge is also regulated.
You know what it is. Financial access is not. It has not really been a case. Where the case here is, where the question that you're asking is to say, you give me an opportunity to be included into the financial system, but are you teaching me how to use that money? Because remember, when Namfisa gave a quarterly report of 2025, which stated that 8.1 billion Namibian dollars is owed to cash loans. This means that, a teacher who is teaching me accounting is also in debt. An economist is also in debt. A financial advisor is also in debt. Now the question is that financial inclusion is not a problem. What is the content of the financial literacy that you are giving? Because giving a person money is a good thing. But are you teaching that person to say, okay, this is the loan I'm giving you, but because we are in business, if you teach me how to use that money well, I can also come back and do more. But if you give me money and I run away because I cannot pay it back, that you also collapse your service.
No, they may deprive you from that knowledge, because They want you to becoming all wine, all wine.
No. What is very funny is that some people, they just abandon them. That's why you find people who are depressed.
Right.
But you know, if that's why they say, if you are too rich and you are financially independent, banks will come to you to say, no, come take a loan, because they know they are making business with you. Because they are saying the rich people, debt is to them is something else. But to me, if you teach me how to use money, it's easier, because I can still come and get a loan from you. Then we continue that business. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but people don't say this. They think if I don't teach a person how to use money, you'll be in debt and come back to me tomorrow. I'll come and I'll use my whole pay slip, then I'll end up with nothing. Then I bankrupt. Then I'm out. But we need to look at it from a different perspective. Say, if that person who take a loan has an understanding of finance, it's easier for that person to go and take a loan and make money again and come back.
They make or end up.
Yeah.
I think they were those who identified to be given power, maybe in the rural area there.
Yeah.
Maybe who can also give, I don't know the model, the formula that was there, but it was mentioned. So that in the rural area, they were saying that in the rural area, there's money there. There's a lot of money, because the land at least, in the communal areas, and the people can also, the majority of the young ones and the people actually from the rural area.
Mm-hmm.
So it means you have got assets there
that
you can really utilize and make money. Hence the bottom-up approach.
Yeah.
Development we were talking about. So I'm just looking at how are those people going to penetrate in the things, because even in the rural area there, we also need people who can then team up, organize themselves, be coordinated properly, and that somehow formalize their establishment. It should be a bit formalized so that they can also then give it a digital financial assistance. So, and I think it can just be done in the same way the commercial banks are done, are organized, are coordinated.
Yeah, because
can it not be possible?
Yeah, I think that is possible. And looking at the initiatives which are coming out now the initiative of financial access, like Tamba Instant Loan, for example, which is an initiative of Letseho and MTC. You can also be able to see that you don't need anything anymore to get some money or to use some money or to transfer money, which is quite a very good thing from a positive side of things.
Yeah.
And what we also need to look at is also that the problem that we do. And I understand when we present something, we started saying this thing is 100% advantageous, but we ignore that there is a possibility of a weakness in that thing.
Yeah,
that
everything also has got weakness and advantage.
Yeah,
I think it's fine. Because what we are saying is that we also need now the aspect of cybercrime.
So
in financial inclusion and all these things.
Yeah.
And this is where we need to be very cautious.
Yeah.
Because many people are becoming victims of those cyber security, cyber crime.
Yeah.
So it talks about the young ones, the children. Remember how they are taking advantage of, in terms of, those taking photographs and there are a lot of things that you are hearing. And these are things that we need to be there to pay attention also in terms of our legal framework.
Yeah.
So this is the part that is more serious.
Yeah, you know,
becoming,
you know what, when you are looking at, for example, 2030, which is I like to put it this way, to say 3 years from now. When you look at 2030, for example, you'll be able to see that as it has been stated in NDP 6, you'll be able to understand that the government has much to accomplish. The plate is full. The plate is full. There is much to accomplish. That's why you realize that you need everybody to understand where we are going. And it's the only way. Because when you look at what have been done, what need to be done, and let us not limit ourselves to 2030. But the improvement must be seen. But putting into that period of time, there is a lot of things to accomplish and a lot of tests also. Because when you look at, for example, the recent report by Auditor General regarding the expenditure of the State House, unauthorized expenditure, you'll be shocked.
Unauthorized.
Yeah, you'll be shocked. But yeah, it's something that we need to work on, something that we need to learn on, because every day is a lesson. We can't give up yet or not ever. But yeah, you just need to understand that there's a lot to accomplish.
No, when it comes to accountability,
yeah,
when the people to account, just like the way we are saying that you get this money, you go and squander it and things like that, we are not also accountable to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Ourselves. And those ethical issues,
yeah,
perhaps need to be preached more,
yeah,
so that people don't indulge themselves into unethical conduct. Mm. So I know it's a serious issue, and many, they're also giving a lot of institutions are giving this to what? How do you call it? Edit something. What is the name that auditor use? I think it's in the, what is it? Something. That means your books are not in order. What is that word that they use? Once they give you a report and they say something, that means your name is your account is not in order.
No, the books are not in order, ne?
Yes, and there's a term they use. So I think there are a lot of things that are unaccountable for, which is not permissible. Permissible. So, but I think we need also to improve on a good corporate governance issues.
Those
values and norms.
Look, ne? Every term or every quarter depends on what Auditor General look at. There are always recommendations there, but there is no power to say, because auditor can come to an institution and say, no, you guys, there is unaccounted for, 20 million unaccounted for, and it ends there. It ends there, and there is no one who can come and say, no, there is 250,000 unaccounted for, or there is no credit in terms of using that.
I don't think you can do it in the era of Mene Tumbo and many other people. I know some institutions are doing very good, but if you cannot put some punitive measures there to corrective measures.
Yeah.
To address the situation, and then are you deterring the people not to do that, or you are encouraging them?
No, it's actually a very good question.
Thank you very much, David.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your contribution.
Yes, let's look at the mission.
ShopRite, ota chapora umvaro mirongo ndato na tano do ndato zilipevika kwenawe. Ota to chapora no kuhubisa mwambika. Okay, jine, vinti mbuya rumba kanifuwa yu real good. Kethere o mirongo kitatu no ngoi, no sendo mirongo ngoi no ngoi. O haramo materiali zo Nescafe Classic Cremacha. Nenge o haramo materiali no mirongo ndato zo Nescafe Hayudi Thururwa. Koto rethere no mirongo ndato nane no sendo mirongo ngoi no ngoi. Ziriko, sigo kakheri gasepe temba nufo. Ino shererirwa. ShopRite, no ndato zilipevito vo. Okuinekira aruhe e monina o opito yo kusindana e kuja ko ShopRite landa ke shibeta shikusa ombinga konga ono morayo wina poka slepa koi ituma ku WhatsApp pamwe ongwe omsindani opena o yirwe tai sindana esukuke oko ShopRite akuke
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yes, it's 45 minutes past the hour of 7. We are in Early Morning Scoop. We are discussing economic development affairs. We are looking at issues of development, innovation, value addition. And we were just talking aspect of, manufacturing. How do you enter the territory which has been just seen as for the few. You know that you can be a Namibian, but you can also start a bank. If you just put that into your mind, you can also start a bank. Because 90% of bank commercial banks that we have here are not ours. Maybe 95% of them, they are not ours. But you can also do that. People like, go and look at the history of people like Dangote, who entered the space of oil and gas. What was the, how did they manage that? How was the treatment? How was the reaction from international well-known companies? How did they work together with him? But where is he now? So it's a matter of entering the space, especially when you understand exactly what is needed and how you can fill in the gap. That's why we're always indicating to you that for you to be that person of disrupting the system positively, you must be a person who follow Eagle FM. You must be a person who understand economic data, and you must be a person who read the Villager newspaper, because that is where we give you data. That's where we give you information. That is where we open your eyes and see what is around, what is necessary, how to navigate, how you can also collaborate and see partnership, and also the aspect of you advertising your business, because one way or the other, that is how you make sure that you make your name felt in the new industry. So, and what our Uncle Buana have indicated is also the area of financial inclusivity. Financial inclusivity, and we touch on the aspect of financial inclusivity, and also issues of cybersecurity and issues of accountability. Because when you read the Auditor General's report, all the report that they've been giving you has been honest and pointing out to say, you guys, you are not in order. This institution is not in order. This institution lost this amount of money. This institution spent where it was not supposed to be spent, and things continue as business as usual. But the question is that moving forward, what is that need to be done? What is that need to be done after auditor's opinion? Just, you did not qualify for a clean financial audit, and you stay there. And think about it this way. Imagine a new SOE established. Then the first 7 months, there is no clean financial audit, or there is no financial statement, clean financial statement produced. There is no strategic plan. There is no clear direction. There is no full, full-time CEO. And you are just saying, man, what is going on? So let us take the caller.
Hello.
Yeah, I think the term is qualifying something statement.
Qualifying.
Then the editor tells you to go and that means your books are not in order. They are not balancing.
Uh-huh. You did not get it's a qualified.
Qualifying something.
No, I think it's a qualified financial audit, but the finance people will come and explain to us. They come and assist us.
So.
Because that's
I
what,
think so.
Yeah, they'll come and
there are many of them who are, especially in the local authority, who are in the mess. You know, I used to follow them on the TV. Yeah, they used to be drilled.
Hmm.
No wonder some of them, there are a lot of misalignments in most of the institutions.
Hmm.
So I think that Sampasa is cleaning the other side. And then Tumbo is cleaning, and all of us, we need to clean our yacht also.
But when we keep on cleaning our yard, when are we going to get time to develop ourselves if we keep on fighting? We keep on correcting, but we lose time on innovation. We keep on fighting about a system that is not working for ourselves instead of us, adding value to the system.
But I heard somebody saying that, yeah, since the existing structures and all this foundation and things like that, we can then just see how we can build thereof.
Yeah.
So that we deal with the issues, and then obviously we cannot compromise on the other aspect of moving forward and innovation and things like that. But you can also not allow the system to remain in that manner, that mix. So you have to pull it out and do the same thing. In the parallel way, maybe I don't know how we do it, so I think you can still do it, otherwise you neglect the other aspect.
Yeah, do you know that for the next 6 months, the appointment of board of directors is frozen.
For the next 6 months,
yeah. Yeah, why they are reviewing the PEGA Act, the Public Governance and Public Enterprise Governance Act of 2019. It's been going under review due to this unnecessary fight between CEOs and board of directors.
Yeah, I think it's good to put some, it's good, but we also have ours. There are ours that think. So it's very important because I've been hearing that things coming in during the whole of bail hearing.
Yeah.
So it's been quoted in there. No. And I think there are some loopholes in terms of governance structures, perhaps, or the rules. Or the act there.
No, the act is just a bit contradictory because now the ministry is not even there anymore. And remember that you have various types of SOEs. You have those who are profit making, and you also have those who are not for profit, for services, and you also have regulators. Then you have, in some cases, people answer only to one line ministries. In some cases, you also need endorsement of a minister of finance and your line ministry. That's why you find one minister is saying, I agree. The other one is saying, no. One is saying, I'm suspending you. The other one is saying the other way. Cabinet is saying one thing. Attorney General is saying one thing. That's why the law on that ground, I think, it also cost us a lot. It's cost us a lot. If you look at the case, even for NAMCO, there is contradiction there. Because,
in fact, that's where I'm now drawing some lessons there. Some of the elements, they say, no, this is not a criminal code.
It's just a civil thing, a commercial issue. But you see, I don't want to judge, but the person has a point to say in some cases it was a business agreement.
Yes, but agreement, of course, you can still also act immoral there. I mean, you can also create, you can, your action in that transaction, commercial dealings or whatever.
But the lawyer is saying, why are you prosecuting a guy if he enter into a contractual agreement with the SOE? Do the SOE have everything in order? They have the legal advisors, they have finance people, and they do before the contract is being signed. Even an ordinary MOU, there is always a legal person who is representing that, because the person is entering into business with government. But at some point, it's very complicated.
If you enter into a business deal,
yeah,
or contractual agreement in a commercial sense. And then you end up committing, the crime that you have committed.
Yeah.
Now, so because you are now brought here in the criminal, people are using criminal proceeding. And so should we then now escape? Because like, especially in those things that they were talking about, issues of governance. How you have overlooked the rules, how we have contradicted them and all these things. And you say, I'm a director and I was approving and all this other confusion. So let me then codify and harmonize those legal instruments so that maybe it's more easier for them to exercise those authorized bodies and things like that. If those ones are money, then you know, even if you are not a profit-making entity, you should have your social responsibility and have the people satisfied with your service. So those who are making money, are you generating money now in the court of the government, or are you creating some kind of employment opportunity? Because that's why you are getting money. And remember, there's also this study that was done. So I have some international labor organization. So any budget provision, any budget that is given to the line ministry, it must create employment. It must address those the two types of unemployment. So it is a compulsory. That study is there. So whatever the budget that you are getting from Ministry of Finance, you should aim at creating employment, addressing gender, creating employment in all the other priority areas.
Yes, I hear you. So thank you. Thank you. Time.
Welcome. Good.
Yes, dear listeners, we are almost at the end of our early morning scoop. We are almost at the end of our early morning scoop. And in few minutes, in more than a minute, we'll give an opportunity. I mean, we'll give a mic to Mike. And when you give a mic to Mike Oshoveri, he will come in with unpacking of the day. He will come in with unpacking of the day. And, you know, like we're always saying, the Villager newspaper is out. The Villager newspaper is out. Take time. Take time to read through. Take time to read through, because when you read through, you will understand what is going on around you. And, you also understand the context of, energy. You understand the context of, finance. You understand the global affairs. You understand governance. You understand food security. And you understand also issues of import and export. That's why we are always indicating to you that make sure that you download the Villager newspaper, or subscribe to the Villager newspaper. Send your name to 081-241-44. And you can also advertise with us, advertise with the Villager newspaper and also Eagle FM by talking to Meme Monica Ipinge. And we are always indicating to you money invested in advertisement is money on the way to come to you. Money invested in advertisement is money on the way to come to you, because with that you have opportunity and access to the global digital market, and where you have access to clients not only in Namibia but everyone at the digital platform. You can find them around the world. That's why we're always encouraging businesses, come and buy your airtime, because it's easy. It's easy for you to make, you know, to get, to improve your revenue by investing aggressively in advertisement and, accessing to your clients, because people may really want your product, but they do not know you. But as with a platform of accessing millions of people around, then it's easy for you to, you know, to be known. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop. Thank you for your time and contribution. We are always very happy to be here. So I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri with Unpacking the Day. And from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. And see you Monday.